Welcome to episode 112. We are live on YouTube, and this will be out later tonight for everyone else. It's a great week. I mean, it just means more. It is the Players Championship, the sixth major, of course, behind Ranch. But we are excited, of course, that Jordan Spieth plays notorious. Fantastic. So overall, it's a weird week on the PGA Tour. Every year, there's really no it's course history really does not play much of a factor here, at least not as much as every other course. I'm sure Elise will dive into that later. We're happy to have her here. Everyone go follow her. Her link's in the description. She's on a heater right now. She's what is it, two or three outrights so far this year? Two PGA Tour, one Liv, right?
Neiman and Taylor, and then also back that Taylor up as well with the first round leaders.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. So some big hits from Elise already this year. Excited to hear your talks, your taste, because usually your mind's pretty made up by Monday or Tuesday, and this week you were really the board was confusing you a bit. So I'm interested to hear why that is, what makes this week so different than every other week on the PGA Tour. But Dan, do you have any opening thoughts?
Yeah, I'm excited to see Gold Boy. He better be back. I need Gold
I really
Boy.
do hope he's back.
The theme song is electric. I'm excited to listen to that as it comes on the air. It's early tomorrow morning. It's the start of theme song season. We talked about it last year, but March Madness is coming up. The Players is always fantastic. Augusta's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's right around the
Big
corner.
time event. I'm excited to watch some hopefully good golf. Talked about it a little bit if you were here before we started recording, but the course being soft is disappointing.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So we'll see how that shakes out. I know they have the sub air on under the green, so maybe they can get them firmed up a little bit. Shouldn't be any weather issues either, but should be a fun week and a fun tournament.
Yeah, I agree with you. And by the way, Jordan will be joining us, stuck on the bus, back home from class. So he said he'd be about 15, 20 minutes late. So he'll be joining us shortly. But yeah, I agree. It being soft is very unfortunate because obviously this is a course that honestly I get no enjoyment out of when it plays soft. I just don't think it's that entertaining unless it's playing really firm. Like when this course plays firm, it can be very fun to watch. I mean, 16 and 17 when it plays firm, even 11 as well. Like you can have shots that land within 5 shots of the pin and end up in the water. So especially when that back pin on 17, when you're hitting a wedge that can one hop over, I don't think we're going to see that this week, which is very unfortunate. I think it takes part of the beauty of the tournament out of it, because obviously it feels a little, I don't really know how to say it, but I mean the PGA Tour is trying to always portray this as their major, right? They're the fifth major, and I mean if you're gonna have a 25 under winner, which I don't think it will be this week, but I mean I think they should have got this course running a bit more than it's rumored to be currently. So yeah, I find that very unfortunate because this course can play pretty tough. So it is not what we wanted to see coming into this week, and probably does not help Spieth either. So we'll see. Elise, how do you think the softness of the course plays towards the fact that, this is obviously a different week every year in terms of betting, but do you think the softness of the course is going to play a big, big role in that?
I think it will affect it a bit, but generally this course you just want to be striking the ball really well. You can't get away with really loose shots because there's so much water on that comes into play here. So I do think it will affect some things though, because like the ball won't run out right into the rough as much. So You could be, I guess maybe it will help like someone slightly less accurate, but also it will also make the ball like not go as far. So, but not that like length really matters on this course anyway. So, I don't. I think it should have, it might affect some things, but I don't think it'll be a huge deal.
I think
Fair enough.
Michael Kim on Twitter, worth a follow, by the way, if you don't follow him.
Oh yeah, he
But
definitely is.
he was talking, he gave his kind of course preview, said it was softer than anticipated, but sub air, a lot of sunshine this week. He thinks we could probably, based on my interpretation of what he's saying, is that we could probably see 12 under leading heading into Saturday, and then the winning score kind of finishing around 15, 16. Because I think it'll firm up over the weekend, and if the wind starts to blow, as you mentioned, Elise, with all the hazard, can certainly bring big numbers into play, and that's kind of part of the defense out here. But when
Right.
it's soft, there's plenty of birdie opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, you put the ball in the fairway. These guys are good from inside of 150. Some of them are, and throw it close, make some putts. I mean, everything's overseeded. It's course is going to be in immaculate shape. It always is. So Thursday morning is definitely the time to go out and get it. And I think when I was looking at guys this week who could really kind of thrust up the leaderboard, so to speak, I think it was that was something that I kept in mind. And it's interesting that Scheffler's in the afternoon wave, because it feels like he always gets a good draw, and it might just not matter this week. But I think 14 of the last 16 have won with the AM PM wave. So we'll see if that
Yeah,
trend
well,
plays this week.
unfortunately, I don't. Well, there was a huge draw difference a few years ago, if I remember correctly.
22. Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it might not matter if Scotty putts well enough. But
Yeah, it
yeah,
won't matter. It's kind of
yeah,
funny.
I don't think there's going to be too much of a wave difference this week.
Same.
So,
Last I looked, it was actually there was more wind coming in the afternoon on Friday. Like Thursday looks really benign. Last I checked, and then,
of course.
yeah, it gets windier on Friday afternoon. But that, you know,
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Florida. Things change quickly, weather-wise.
True.
Very true. Very true. Yeah.
I just hope the rain delays stay away.
That would be
And
nice.
there's
Yeah,
not
this
projected
is.
any rain, but it's just always annoying when there's delays that make Thursday, Friday go not very smoothly. So
Right. Oh, yeah. And
fingers crossed.
yeah. And I am hoping that the rain stays away, just because I feel like we've gotten so much bad weather on the PGA Tour this year that it would be nice if we didn't have to deal with that this week. Because obviously, I think from a weather perspective, as of now, Jordan's game is best when it's just sunny out. As of now, I'd like the wind to stay down as well, because Spieth is struggling in the wind recently, as well. So, but we'll see. Again, as Elise said, Florida weather changes very fast. So, as of now, looking good. Should have zero issues tomorrow morning, which is nice, especially given now that I'm a West Coaster, I have to be up such at such an early hour. So, yeah. I'm hoping not to wake up to, out in 37, but we'll see. I don't think that a low front nine is out of the realm by any means. Spieth has put together good golf a lot this year. Problem is, he's also put together bad golf this year, and we talked about that last episode about how he's shown top notch in every part of his game this season, but the bad swings can just cost him so much. So we'll see. Guess we're just gonna have to see the week play out. I did say I don't have really any expectations coming in here. I'm just gonna kind of see how he uses not only that good round on Sunday at Bay Hill and builds it to this week, but also just to see how, last Last week he played poorly at a course he's historically played well at. Let's see if maybe he can play well or and steal some FedEx Cup points at a course that he doesn't usually play well at.
It's well said. And as Jordan joins us. Hello, Jordan.
Good evening. Good evening. Hi, Elise.
How was the Loyola bus?
Wonderful. Happy to be here. Talking more important things.
I was just about to explain why I expect Mr. Spieth to triumph this week. Are you ready for this?
I don't think you're going to be able to convince me, but go ahead.
Yep.
I mean, as Bob mentioned, we've seen plenty of good golf out of Jordan this year. The long irons are much improved. The driver has been pretty good. I think last week we saw a draw off the tee, which was quite nice. I know there were a couple of hooks when he tried to play fades, but I trust that a few days with Cam McCormick and a YouTube video, by the way, if you want to go check that out, it was kind of a fun video.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to watch it tonight. So
YouTube, I think it's right after the Genesis, because he was pretty sick. Spieth was, that is. But if you can work it both ways, that another Michael Kim thought is you got to be able to work it both ways, not only into pins but off the tee. I think Spieth given me confidence that he can hit a draw off the tee. Short game was not great last week. The numbers say it was pretty average, which for him is not very good. I think he'll spend some time working on that, and we've seen that he can bounce back with that. The putter has been better than, I guess, anticipated, better than it's been in a long time. So hopefully he makes some putts this week, and he typically hits it pretty well around here. So maybe it just all clicks one time, and he is holding the golden child, is holding gold boy at the end of the week. And I think that would be poetic.
I think everything you just described would be a nice, like, if all that goes to plan, is a nice, like, T14. I don't really know if all that, I don't think,
well, there's,
I
there's
think
too
he's
many
going to
bogeys
do
in
a lot.
The bag, that's for sure.
And especially with the soft conditions, there are going to be bogeys that Spieth makes on the final three holes this week that the rest of the field are not making. So that's what stinks to me the most about the soft conditions, because I think whether it's firm or not, he's going to have a few water balls coming down the stretch. So,
okay. I mean, yeah, I guess I could see some spinning of the wedges off the green, because why practice?
And it's not only that, it's that his misses are just so much bigger than the tour's average right now. Like, his bad misses are like just so poor that they're going to end up in spots you can't end up at a course like this.
True. I tried to make my case. I think I obviously need some serious help and some serious improvement inside of
Well, it's a disease. It's a disease, so it's okay.
It is a disease. It is a disease. But I mean, look, there should be some positive regression with the short game. And I think the misses off the tee won't be as bad this week. That's
and
the
I
hope.
Think we're gonna I think it's gonna be improved from last week. I do believe that.
And he
what
T19
do you, what about
here
the
last
fact
year.
That he says he can't read these greens?
Well, call in the alpha greller and he can read them.
Yeah. No, it's
like
well maybe
thinking.
I don't know. I mean in,
well, it's
in the
been
past
with him
year,
all those times as well.
Maybe we just need a fan to throw the ball close to the hole instead of knocking it back into the fairway this time. So we'll see.
Yes, there's nothing quite like using the fans as sort of bumper guardrails for your tee balls.
Well, good thing Spieth is a fan favorite. I heard the rough is very long this week, so that's fun.
On the fairway.
Yeah.
Which he did a lot last week, in fairness. It's just when he missed, the misses were.
Well, yeah, and I don't really think that this week the misses are going to be as punished off the tee, but into greens, the misses cannot be as big as they were. So, Jordan, what are your thoughts on the week?
He doesn't strike me after last week as someone who's going to win this week. Could he contend and, you know, produce maybe a top 15, top 20, even a top 10? Yeah, I don't see him winning though. I just don't think the sack is where it needs to be. Last week was just really, I didn't see last week coming, and I don't really see how he turns the errors that he had last week into being fixed to where you could win this week. But I think because he can play well enough to finish well, I just don't think, if he is going to pop and, win, it would be this week. Not just because of the course, just because, like, after last week, the errors that I saw were just too catastrophically big to, turn those around in, a week's time frame to win. But yeah, Bob, you kind of said it. There's been a lot of good stuff. I kind of would just like to not see 40-yard misses off the tee. Just the little things, not missing
The
greens with the wedges and just the little stuff he's got to
little
clean up. But
things. I need to share this from Mr. Walnut. He just had a very funny comment that we
Mr.
almost
Walnut.
to the exact word said in the chat. Inevitable that the front pin on 17 with a backstop, he lands 2 feet short of the pin and spins it into the water and proceeds to ask Michael why the wind died.
Yeah, issues like that have been, common the last 6 weeks.
So yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping. I mean, no water balls on 17 all week would be a triumph, in my
And
opinion.
play smart. There's a lot of
Yeah,
holes at
this course
Sawgrass
is,
that are par holes. There's nothing wrong with that.
There are plenty with the how soft it is. There are going to be plenty of birdie opportunities out there. There's no need to be trying to steal birdies at holes where the alternative is having 10 feet for bogey and making big numbers. So I just don't think it's, I think playing smart this week is the only way he contends or gets that top 10, top 15, or even wins.
Agreed. I mean, you can birdie any hole out here. It's not like there's holes that are more birdieable than others, but at the same time, like, just because you don't grab one at, well, it'll be disappointing if he makes par at 11 tomorrow morning. But just because you don't grab one at 11 doesn't mean you can't go get one at 12 or 13, right? Like, it's this kind of like patience, certainly that would be nice to see. But I guess, Elise, like, I mean, obviously you somewhat looked at Spieth this week just because it's addicting, but did you actually like consider at all being serious about putting
Speak on the
some
card.
dollars on Spieth?
I did consider it,
Why? Because I'm right.
No,
I think it's because
well,
she's got the disease as well.
I mean, I think he, his driving has been so much improved, I would say, from this season. That's like one of the biggest improvements, and I think that will help a lot. And his long irons have also improved. He was like, I think a couple weeks ago, out of the rough, at least he was like first in proximity from over 200 yards out of the rough. So, he all of that, and then the way he had been playing the beginning part of the year up until he got sick at the Genesis, everything had looked good. I had been hopeful for API. API went not as well as I expected it to go. His approach was not sharp enough on that course, and that's a really concern here in my view, and that's ultimately what led me not to put him on. I just don't trust his approach right now.
Very fair. And I know Jackson said in the comments some positivity. Like, this is not a season-long negative vibe I'm trying to give. I just don't see him turning around last week in a flip of a switch that, of course, he doesn't play well. I'm not, like, I would be not shocked at all to see him contend at Valspar by any means. I just think that last week he's still kind of in the middle of, it seems that he's still not, he seems that he got to a bad habit in between, and like, in a break off, just doesn't seem like he's got it all clicking quite yet. Would not be surprised to see this week be a week where he just sort of where we see him improve throughout the week, and then he ends up playing very well in the first round at the Valspar. And I'd be fine with that. I don't really have any expectations for this week. I'm not going to look at a T35 and be like, we're screwed. I'm not looking at this week for him like that at all.
Who mentioned the negativity? Who was it? What was his
So,
name?
Jackson in the chat.
Oh, Jackson. I don't want to be negative, but like, I'd put a decent chunk of money that he's gonna just Spieth will make kind of what we've seen until he really proves me wrong. A couple of mistakes here and there that are gonna cost him a lot of shots and knock him a chance to win. Like, I'm not trying to be negative. That's just what he's doing. And until he doesn't do that, it's not negativity, it's just who he is. He's what, the 15th best
It's
golfer on
very
the world right now?
clear. It's very clear that recently he has had every shot in the bag, but all those shots that he's converting on, he's throwing away with small, just small mental miscues and big misses and just mistakes that are costing him two, three shots every round. And that's where the negative predictions come into play.
Let's go back to 16T at, API on Thursday. He had a really good round going. You're playing the easiest hole on the golf course and he blasts one out of bounds. Like, I mean, that's an easy birdie hole that's now turned into a six, and now that's two
Yeah.
shots. I mean,
No, for
it
sure.
adds up. And
Only person that blasted it out of bounds, by the way.
exactly. Like, he alluded to it on Sunday when I think he was talking to Rex Hoggard or whoever it was at Golf Channel. Like, you just can't do that stuff. And this week in particular, I mean, there's what, water on like every single hole. You can't afford to get wild off the tee. I know we'll get into our probably our triple double picks later that I haven't even made mine yet because I've been busy. I'll probably get them done after we get offline here. But the number one thing I'm going to be looking for is driving accuracy, which he's had. But the big miss with him as of late has just been way, way, way too big. And I'm
Yeah,
afraid
no,
it's
and that's
gonna,
fair.
rear its, ugly head this year. I remember last year he blasted one to the plants right of, was it 14 or 15 last year? Had to take an unplayable. So not only is there water, you got plants that he found last year. So
Jordan finds the weirdest spots on golf courses.
yeah, exactly.
That's why
There's a
they
lot of weird
built,
spots
yeah,
here.
that's why they made Torcast like with all that advanced technology so that they could cover every piece of property that Spieth could hit a ball onto. I mean, look, he was bad last week and then he plotted his way to a Sunday 69 and vaulted himself up the leaderboard on Sunday in conditions that are that were difficult, right? I mean, Scotty shot the round of the day in the final group. At the end of the day, my whole Spieth wins premise comes down to the fact that Scottie Scheffler forgets how to putt again or gets gusted
Right.
times on 17, which we know is not going to happen. And it seems like he got the better draw anyway. Because if Scheffler plays, frankly, his A minus game, his B plus game, I think he wins kind of running away. And I don't think it's that close. He's on a tear that's like all time great. And it's quite impressive.
Two good takes from the chat, both by the sober fisherman. He says that, while we these names are fantastic, he says while he agrees with me, but at the same time, he missed the cut at the Masters and then won the RBC, which he didn't think fit Spieth's game. And I actually do agree. At the time, I don't think Heritage fits his game at all. I think recently, his strengths have kind of flipped in recent years. To where I actually do think Hilton Head is a course where he can win at again. But I mean, he lost the playoff last year. So, but also that he's just been a momentum disaster, which I do agree with as well. Every time he's playing well, he lets his first mistake compound for the rest of the round, which is killer on the tour when you have people like Scottie Scheffler who respond to a bogey with making a 25 footer after a good break. Like the momentum is just like it couldn't be any more polar opposite.
Yeah, no, it's a fair example, I guess, using RBC after the Masters. But I
Yeah.
mean, even Even still, I mean, he's played Heritage 7 times. He's played well there 5 of the 7. Should we look at the Sawgrass history? Like, I mean, he's played well historically at Heritage. We're not saying he's going to play terrible this week. I mean, all I personally said is I just don't see him winning, with what his current flaws are. He could play well. I know Bob kind of said a T35, you're not sounding the horn. I'd kind of want better than a T35. I mean, if you're going to tell me he's going to T35 this week, that means this 3 week Florida stretch, you're really having two tournaments that are pretty darn crappy and you're banking on Valspar, which isn't, something you really want to do. I'd like to see, I guess I haven't really, banged on this drum as much as you probably have, Bob, but he very frequently will get to a number, and you kind of allude to this, and he doesn't get above that number and he finishes below the number. So
Yes.
that'd be nice. It'll be interesting to see how the course is going to play. I know we've kind of mentioned, I don't know if you guys mentioned it a little bit, it's apparently softer.
Yeah.
I don't know how easy it's going to play though, honestly. Just looking at some of the past numbers that I'm kind of seeing, it's played over par the last 3 years. I don't know if it'll play over par this year. But if it's going to play over par, that's really you're just trying to shoot 3-4 under every day. Just take
Yeah.
advantage of the par fives. It's kind of like Augusta if it plays the way it's been playing the
Is
last 3 years. Just
I
over the par
mean,
fives and
yeah,
yeah.
the every par five here is reachable. But well, I guess 9 depends, but 2 is an iron, with the right wind, and 16 and 11 are both also reachable. So the only problem is you need to avoid on 11 and 16 making that big number, right? 2 needs to be played in 3-4 under. Easily. I'm saying you have to, you almost kind of got to look at, you almost have to look at the front nine par fives and the back nine par fives differently, right? Like, I'd be pretty happy if in total he plays the front nine par fives 5 under for the week, and then the back nine par fives like 6. He does that. I really don't think he needs to play the rest of the course more than 4 or 5 under. To win, if that. So,
That's
I
how you play
mean,
hard golf courses. I mean, you take
yeah.
advantage of the fives, and if you're playing the threes and fours around even, you're top tenning at the minimum every single
Yeah,
week.
exactly.
The one
Have to get my
thing
drink.
that I think will be interesting, kind of in terms of how hard it plays, is they cut the rough a little bit today, but the report is that
Soft.
it's been thick and tough to play out of all week. And so fairways are going to be pivotal. Talk about the par five still being able to scramble for birdies, but there's some challenging par fours on this golf course. And if you hit it in, if you hit the tee ball on the rough, it almost feels like, based on what we've heard, and we'll have to see how it plays out, but that could be a half shot penalty. And so in that sense, it's going to be important that the wedges inside of 60 yards are dialed in and ready to go, because you're going to have to say there's going to be a hack out or two this week, because you can't hit every fairway, right? And if
Right.
you miss
And
it by a couple yards, you might just get a draw a bad lie unless you're Scheffler. But in, for everybody else, they're going to have to hack out a couple times and try and save a score. And so it's nice. I think I have a little bit of confidence that the putter will save a few scores, but to your point about like meeting a score and then exceeding a score, last week at API was a perfect example, because he got to 3 under through 6 and then went back down to even, and then got back to 3 under through 6 and then got to 5 and then went back down to 1, and then obviously kind of bottomed out before getting back to 1 over. But point is like, you Spieth got the 5 under at one point last week and didn't even come close to it the rest of the week. Didn't even come close to getting above that number. And that kind of momentum is needed at to is needed has to be maintained at tournaments like this,
Yeah,
especially.
agree. Like, honestly, the way he reads these greens, he's going to miss a few short putts this week that are gonna like try and halt the momentum, right? He's just got to find a way to make, like, he can't miss a 5 footer and then go bogey the next hole. Because then, in a sense, that's losing two shots. So he's got to. There are going to be putts that are missed this week. He can't compound those errors like that. Like that's been the problem. He's playing. Not only is he playing wrong shots, he's letting those wrong shots affect the next one. So yeah, I think that I don't really know how tough it's gonna play. As Dan said, if the rough could be a half shot penalty this week, that just needs to be moved on with. Like the entire field is going to hit it in the rough this week. So you just gotta try and keep in the fairway as much as you can and take your medicine when you miss it. So it's there's and that's what scares me about this week is that there's gonna be a lot of plotting needed, and he hasn't been plotting well recently at all.
It's well said.
Yeah.
Very well said.
It's a plot. It's a plot golf course. It's
It
I know
is.
we.
Plotters golf course.
Yeah, I mean we obviously crap on it. Give the players some hate, but it's a good test, man. I mean, you got to strike the ball well around here. It's never
You
really a
do.
putting. It's never a putting contest unless you're Cam Smith. You make everything. Based on the research I've done, you got to. I mean, tee to green, very similar to API. Maybe not, you know, as difficult, but it's kind of a similar golf course from what I found. Which is weird. You think it's similar to API. Spieth played well at API, but he struggled here. But maybe as Dan's alluded to, a blind squirt will find a nut.
I think the grass types are different, if I'm not mistaken.
They're interesting. Grass types.
Since I saw this on Twitter, and I hate that I don't have it in front of me to give the person credit, but since the since yeah, since it moved to March, a good course comp has been the Century. Kapalua has been a decent course comp. Cam Smith won in 22 and then won the Players. Scheffler was he top 10'd last year and then won the Players. Thomas, the same thing when he won the Players. Rory, the same thing when he won the Players. And I mean, I know a guy who finished solo third at the Century and
Is
is
it
looking
Chris Kirk's
for.
week?
It could be a Chris Kirk week. I was also thinking it could be a Sahith Theegala week. But so that's an interesting course comp because
Well, Theegala and Spieth are very similar. They play well at similar courses, by the way.
true.
They are super
And
similar.
so I'm curious to see kind of how that Century players overlap continues because it is easy to forget that this tournament used to be played in May for a while and not
Yeah,
that
that's
long
very
ago.
true.
2018, right? Was
Yeah.
May tournament, and I think it's quite a different tournament now, in terms
18
of
was the last time it was played
the
in.
scoring. That's what I think.
Yeah, 18. So, okay. So 17 it played super tough, and then 18 it played pretty easy.
Okay,
Interesting.
so we'll see, and it's interesting. The course history here is fascinating because you look at a guy, I guess even Spieth, missed cut through the three best years of his career. And then a T4 in 2014 and a T19 last year. But you've also got like I think Scheffler T55'd in his first appearance and then won last year. So it really truly is just how well in theory, how well you're striking your
Striking.
golf ball. But even then you can still get some variance in that, which is kind of crazy and fun, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Like John Hassebauer at PGA Tao on Twitter, he has a comparison to Sony as well, by the way, which he also had a I think it was him. He also had a comparison of Sony and Century. There's been like overlap with both Century and Sony, and then now there's also overlap with Sony and Players. So that's an interesting like little.
It is. It's weird.
I met someone today who was at Sony this year. That's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Was
yeah.
getting pizza. I
Sony
had not.
actually, you get in from what I understand, because my twin lives in Hawaii, they often give out tickets for free, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, they're from Maryland. I got my Cleric Jughead on. They're like, "You've been the Open." I'm like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Yeah, I was in Oahu at the Sony this year." I'm
Yeah, he
like,
was at the Open too, the Sony
"Pretty
Open.
darn cool." Yeah, exactly. There's
That's sweet.
a lot of opens in golf.
There are. Excellent point.
Yeah,
They
I
really
agree.
should call it the Ranch Open.
Ranch, that'd be something.
Although I'm not sure that it's actually open to everybody. You got to be one of the
Yeah,
best of the best to go play
exactly. Should be a
TPC Craig
signature
Ranch.
event in the near
It
future.
should be. It will be. I have faith, although not in Monahan. Did you guys listen to his press conference?
No.
I saw obviously some of the things that he said. I left some replies on my Twitter page in terms of some of the comments that he made, but
Fair enough.
clearly not the man for the job,
No,
clearly.
he's not. And he looks disheveled and distressed. Like, he looks like a man who is confused and tired and
Yeah.
not confident in himself at all.
For sure.
And it would be nice to see somebody really take charge of what the tour is trying to do here. Because Wyndham Clark made some comments last week about shrinking the tour and whatnot, and it seems like it's the tour itself is a mess.
Well, Rory
Yeah.
made the same comments. Wyndham Clark was actually asked about Rory's comments.
Interesting. Okay. Well, see, I just don't like the idea of shrinking the tour. The whole
I don't either.
what
Let
I
me be
am
very clear. I
excited
don't
about
either.
this week is that there's 144 players.
Yes.
That's fun. And there's a cut, and it's like you have to beat half the players to at least to make the cut. To me, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it's way better than the 60 some man field that then gets cut 10 players, which I
69. And poor Nick Dunlop had to play by himself. Like, why you could just add one more person, right? It
right.
was also bizarre.
Yeah,
And I
that is
get
stupid.
making a certain event signature, and maybe you have 100 players for those events. But
Yeah.
I like big fields, and I like the storylines that could come from it, and so that's kind of also why I'm excited, because somebody random is gonna have an ace on 17 Thursday morning. That's just how it's gonna go. Like, I would take that to the bank right now. They've got that pin up front. It's soft. It's not gonna be that windy, and there's gonna be just somebody who's
Ben Silverman. Just
sure. Ben
throwing that out
Silverman is
there.
going to make an ace on 17 tomorrow morning. Like, that's awesome. And that's kind of, I don't know. I like seeing that. And I think that that should be the tour's identity. And it's funny because LIV created all the drama, but I feel like there's not a lot of drama within LIV. It's very just like, this is what we are and this is what we do. And now the
Right.
tour is like all over the place and their leader's like disheveled and not sure what he's doing, and you've got guys at different levels of the tour saying different things about what they want the tour to be, and I think the fans are somewhat united in what they want the tour to be. But it's
Yeah.
just kind of a mess, and it bothers me a little bit. And this is supposed to be their flagship event, and the fact that it's just kind of a reminder of how disorganized the tour is at the moment,
That's
until
fair.
Spieth triumphs on Sunday and then everything falls into place, right? But
The happy world of Spieth triumphs.
it is. It's
Yeah.
never not a happy world, the speed
It's
trap.
funny though too, because if Spieth does win, like a lot of the golf media that's like complaining, like, oh, the fans aren't happy, they're not listening, like they shut up. Like there's so many people on like Twitter that are just upset because the big names aren't winning.
Isn't that
Yeah,
what
like I was even
and
listening, I was listening to Live From, and they're complaining about the same thing. Like the big names are struggling. Like you guys wouldn't be complaining about the product as much if if Spieth was sweeping, events left and right.
yeah. But yeah, I mean, we could probably go on about the tour for I've made my opinions basically loud and clear, whether it be on Twitter or on here, so I don't really need to restate mine, but I do agree with your points. It is my main thing to say that is I don't agree with Rory or Wyndham. I think as much as it stinks having no big names win through March, it also would stink not having those cool stories. So I think those cool stories are part of the game. It's what makes golf great. I you don't see that in other sports as well as much. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, to get back to Spieth before we get Elise's take on the rest of the field, someone in the chat said that this week they're going to be required layups and trust between him and Greller are going to be key, and that is a point I wanted to bring up. Jordan and from the viewer's side, Jordan and Greller have definitely seemed a little bit unclicking, whether that be I'm pretty sure it's because both of them are making mistakes 50-50. I don't think Greller's the problem by any means. But trust is a big thing when there are a lot of decisions to be made, like whether you have to either go for the hero shot or not. And we've talked about how maybe Greller doesn't do enough of the, like, okay, putting his foot down, because we obviously know Jordan likes to take a lot of risks, and that is the player he is. He likes to fire at a lot of pins. So, yeah, it's I think that that will be a key factor this week. I think there are going to be need to be decisions that they make together that are trusted and they each both are on board with. Because I think part of the reason Jordan has hit some bad shots recently is because he's uncommitted. He's been uncommitted in a lot of swings. And when you're in the rough, the contact needs to be perfect if you're going to go for those hero shots. So the swings need to be committed. Bailouts will kill you here, because the bailout spots at this course are very tight fairway lies that they do on purpose, to make it look like it's not a bad miss, but actually does provide a pretty challenging next shot. So avoiding bailouts and committing to shots is going to be a huge factor in how Spieth ends up score-wise this week.
It'd be nice if Spieth would, do his job a little bit better too, hit the center of the
Yeah.
club face a little bit more.
For sure, for
I don't
sure.
think I'm asking too much there, but you don't see, Ted Scott and Scottie Scheffler, bickering, complaining back and forth too much because Scottie hits the center of the club face. So, but no, I don't think, I don't know. I've kind of went back and forth on, when to blame Greller, when to not blame Greller. But like what I've been seeing lately is not Greller, I don't think. It's Spieth, with a wedge in the fairway, blocking it right into a bunker at the Arnold Palmer. It's Spieth landing it short and spinning it off the front of the green. Like
Yeah, exactly.
you see the results happening, dude. How about you pull the club and you get the right number? Not that it's not Greller's job, but Spieth sees the results. If he's pissed, then he can do something about
Yeah,
it.
and I also don't agree with the fact that every single time, like, it is a part where maybe that's just how he operates, right? Like, maybe Spieth has always his entire life in the moment, because he takes responsibility for everything he does usually after the round. But in the moment, there's a lot of times where he blames a lot of other factors for shots that he hits poorly. Maybe that's just a mental thing. Maybe in the moment, he doesn't like to crap on himself. But the shots do need to be better at points, and sometimes it's not the wind, sometimes it's not the distance, So we'll see. But my main point in agreeing with him there is that I think that there needs to be a lot of commitment. And whether it's Greller telling Spieth to do something he doesn't want to do, or Spieth doing something that Greller doesn't want him to do, there's going to be a lack of commitment in those swings.
And it'd be nice to start getting on the same page as we head to
Yeah.
Augusta National, because we saw how many mistakes were made there on Thursday, and how kind of sloppy it was and
And
how
that's been the
costly that
case for
is.
years.
Yeah, and he makes enough birdies to win tournaments. There's
Oh, yeah.
plenty of good shots in the bag to win a golf tournament, and a few extra, right, to bail out when
Right.
there's a couple mistakes in there, but there's also a gajillion mistakes in the bag that are just lurking at every turn. And it's part of the roller coaster. It's part of the experience. It's part of the addiction, I might say. So, here's to an uneventful week, but at the same time,
It will not be uneventful, Dan.
that's just not ever going to happen. I think the most uneventful part is him just standing on the first tee. Because after
Right,
that,
yeah, exactly.
it's all over the place. So, but
Yeah, for
it is
sure.
the Spieth Greller stuff is interesting because I never
It is.
put blame on Greller. But I do wonder if he was a little bit sterner and said, "You cannot do that. Tell me what your target is." Like,
Yeah.
I wonder how that would go, but I just don't think he can, and he still ends up with some decent paydays, so I don't think he's too upset. So,
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I see the chat is very much in agreement with the fact that Jordan just doesn't listen to him at all.
I kind of, I think it's
It
like
and that
double
could be the
check my
part. I mean,
number.
at this point, why would at this point Greller also has to look at it as like limiting damage. Like if he knows Spieth isn't going to listen to him, why tell him that he disagrees? Because that will just make him commit even less. So maybe that's a factor. From our perspective, it's all. It's all speculation.
Right.
Like we really don't know what goes on between them. Because personally, I don't think there's any bad blood in that relationship at all. It seems like they're still very close. And I don't think they're growing apart by any means. But professionally, there is a lot of people who think that there's stuff there that probably isn't in the best interest for either of them. So we'll see. But I committed swings are a key at a golf course like this. So especially with how tight the fairways are and how punishing the rough is. So,
Makes you wonder a little bit if nah, I can't even, I don't even want to throw it out there, but now that I've started, I guess I have to. Like, what would an off-season parting of ways look like?
well, we talked about this
That
during the
though.
slump.
Of course.
That was thrown
And
out
now that he's
there of.
playing mid golf, or he's playing good golf, and I'm not
Yeah.
saying it's Greller's fault by any means. But I think maybe both parties would benefit potentially
Yeah.
from a split. But at the same time, like, I am all for Greller needs another jacket. He needs a jug. He needs a Mr. Wanamaker. And he's not getting another, what do they call the US Open trophy?
No, it's the Jack Nicklaus Medal.
Yeah, it's
Oh.
just the I just call it the US Open
Okay.
Trophy.
He's not
Yeah,
going to get
I
another one
don't
of
know.
those. But we need to get Mr. Greller drinking out of a jug again,
We do. We do.
or
We do.
donning a jacket of some kind. So,
Well, yes, exactly. And I think that we all know Greller, given just his build and his stature, we know that man likes to dabble in a beer here and there, so I'm sure he would love that as well, especially coming out of something like the claret jug.
yeah.
So would love to see that happen over the summer. But
Yeah.
again, I
So
mean,
even the
we've seen Spieth make some stupid numbers at Augusta and be and still finish T3. So
Yeah.
for years he's been right on the doorstep. But we'll see. I think it would be almost I feel like if you had to put a number an odds on Spieth to win either an Open or Masters the rest of his career, that number is probably favored based on the way he's played his entire career.
I don't know. He
But
doesn't win that much anymore. Greller just needs a first place paycheck one of these
yeah, but
days.
he still plays those tournaments so well, even in the depths of his.
Yep.
So I don't know.
You would think he
I
would
mean,
benefit
I
from
at
it,
this
but he
point
also
I've
has four
ruled
already, so.
at this point I've just thrown out all hope at a US Open again.
Yep. Man.
So
Pinehurst.
never know.
Man.
Maybe some good luck could be brought.
Just saying. Or when they
But
go to
yeah,
Shinnecock.
I'll definitely be at the Cock.
He has no transition to Cock.
They call it Shinna Spieth for a reason, no?
I don't think they call it that as he shot like 80, but
By the way, the US trophy, US Open trophy has never been named. So that's why we don't know the name for it.
Well, I mean, I feel like we
It
would
doesn't have a
know
name.
of.
It doesn't have a name.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like if it did have a name, we would probably know. I mean, us four
Right.
watch
That's why.
it
It's a fun
just
fact that it
honestly a
doesn't have a
sickening.
name.
Yeah,
What if
we
they
watch a
call it the We
sickening amount of
Met?
golf. Well, isn't that the name of the amateur trophy?
Maybe. I don't
I
know.
think that's the name of the US Amateur Trophy.
Okay. Well, then call it the Mickelson. That'd be funny.
And go phone Mike Wan to tell him to name the trophy.
I don't think I can foresee, as of now, Mickelson getting his name on any trophies in the
No,
future, but
that's
we
why
will
you call it
see.
the Mickelson, so you can hand it out to, I don't know. Whatever. We should move on to Elise's
Yeah, I want to know your picks because through the first like quarter of the season, I've basically just been leaning on your cards for my triple double plays. So I appreciate that.
cheer, sort of.
We gave you access to our chat so that you could see all the plays. You still
Agreed.
can.
Yep. Agreed. I just think
Yep.
it's you're yeah, merchant,
What are the
man.
standings?
Hey, I'll still be picking Charlie Hoffman at the Valero. I'll
Yeah.
still be taking
Fine.
what
Wait, at
was the
least you
other
can't take
one?
kids at match play anymore.
Yeah.
I'll
Bob,
be taking him with the Travelers.
so Bob's up a couple hundred grand. I'm right behind, and then Jordan is a little bit behind that. It's still pretty tight. Bob and I just separated a little bit because Will Zalatoris last week was a nice play.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I already have one of my picks that I knew I was gonna take.
I have all three of mine.
Yeah, I basically have all three of mine.
But
I have a.
Elise, what are your? I saw your cards out on Twitter, obviously.
Yep.
But what are your? What'd you look for, and then who'd you kind of decide on?
I look for ball strikers, like first and foremost. And in form, I ignored course history. Like Xander has terrible course history if you look at it. It was more all about, who's actually playing well and who can actually and who can actually win. I've been paying attention a lot this season to who can actually win, and who I think can actually win because I, like last fall I was just picking like Eric Cole like a lot, and yes, Eric Cole's like he's good, but is he actually going to win a golf tournament? The answer is probably not. Same
Cam
with
Young.
Cameron Young. Looks better on paper, but is Cameron Young actually going to win a golf tournament? Probably not. So like, for instance, with waste management, I landed on Nick Taylor. A Nick Taylor has actually won. He's not just a long shot that hasn't won anything. So that was part of it of why I landed on him. Those are the main things I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Is people that are just, ball striking the hell out of it and people that can actually win. Because, like, for example, Russell Henley is striking the ball out of it, but can Russell Henley actually win? I think a lot of people on Twitter feel the same way because he's not one of the more tipped players, which is surprising. Because Henley has let people down so many times.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, Eric Cole. Like, is he going to play good on this golf course? I can trust him for, like, a T. T40, T20, is he actually going to win?
Definitely not.
Probably not. Yeah, like I would bet no.
Yep. Eric Cole is also a disease.
And Scam Young are a disease, yes.
Well, at least Scam, we just, at least Scam, we've like had the vaccination for. At least we've learned our troubles. Oh, man.
I try to
There
warn
are
people
some
out
players that
there.
just don't win, man. They just don't win.
I agree. Yep.
Like,
Like
even when they're in their best form, they just can't get over the hump.
Fleetwood wins on DP World Tour a lot. Just when it comes to the PGA Tour, does he win? Nope.
Very true.
Lowry. Does Lowry win? Nope.
He will this week, maybe.
Yeah, but you can't really say Lowry doesn't
He's
win when
known.
he's got a major, so I
Yeah,
wouldn't put I
one
wouldn't
major.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put Lowry in the Wyndham Clark Major Champions category either, though. Like I wouldn't put him in like the same category as people who only have two, three other wins, because he's
Yeah,
won a
that's
lot on
true.
the DP Tour as well. I wouldn't say Lowry's not a winner. He just has been not been able to get over the hump recently, like Spieth, some would say.
Lowry's my sneaky pick this week.
I do like Lowry this
He's
week.
playing well. A couple top fives the past
Yeah.
2 weeks and flushing the golf ball. And he's
Yeah,
one of the leaders in driving accuracy on the tour,
yeah.
which is going to be good this year. And he was good in 22 here when it was really wet as well. So spoiled one of my picks, but I like Shane Lowry this week.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like me and you have a similar take on one of these players, which is Mr. Scheffler. And that's because I think that like at this point in time, like if Scheffler plays his B game, I think he could win this tournament. Like if he can roll in some putts, I mean, he is so far and away the best player on tour right now. I think it's not even close. So I think that to not take him in a purse like this, in a field like this, would be all, especially with how unpredictable this tournament is. I feel like it's almost a layup that this is the perfect one and done play, one and done time to use Scottie Scheffler. So like, I don't really see a tournament where using Scottie Scheffler is going to be an advantage like it is this week. So
it's also the biggest purse.
Yeah, exactly.
The greens like even kind of things out in terms of putting. Like it's not really,
yeah,
it's not really a difficult putting like course. So bad putters can do well here, which obviously Scheffler is a bad putter.
True that.
We'll see how the ballot
turns
around.
Putter though.
I mean, like JT's won here. JT's a horrible putter.
Justin Thomas.
Siwoo Kim's won here. Siwoo Kim's an awful putter, by the way. He was like first in approach last week and dead last in putting.
I've crossed Thomas off the list for this week.
I saw some people that bet Thomas, and I'm like, you got to be crazy with the thick rough, driving accuracy being pivotal this week. That's ridiculous.
Everyone is on Thomas. Everyone.
He's not winning. He's just not. So you have Xander on your card.
Yep.
There's a lot of good names on the card. Nick Taylor, Acroat. But then these next three I think are really interesting. Will Z, Windy C, Wyndham Clark, and Sam Burns.
Yep.
Can you kind of
I
how'd you end up at Burns and Clark specifically? Zalatoris, I think, makes a ton of sense.
Can I say one thing about Clark? And I think Elise will agree with me. I think it's just that the number is absolutely absurd. Like, I just think 50-1 is kind of crazy. I mean, he's won a big event before. He's playing well, and it's a ball strikers golf course. I think that's like, 'cause didn't Ryan point that out, and you were like, well, this is ridiculous?
Well, 'cause he was tied with Scam in the odds. It was like 50-1. Like,
yeah,
hilariously bad. So yeah, that was part of it. And just, he's just been playing well. He, you know, had been fading him like earlier this season, because if you had looked at his numbers, he was actually kind of trending downwards after his big year last year. But it seems to have like corrected itself now, and he's picking things back up. Sam Burns is actually playing super well. And I had overlooked him the first couple of weeks this season, but I'm not doing that anymore. He's just playing like too well if you look at his numbers. So that's why I landed on Sam Burns. And then I got a boost, so that made it even an easier decision.
Yeah, it's fair. I see you say in your comments that Spieth is there in between the lines. Did you place, because let me just say, if you didn't, there's a stat that I need to bring up, but if you did, I won't bring it up.
I always play Spieth, even if I don't give him out. I'll tell you that.
Okay. I think maybe we should even think about cashing that out, because there is one, the last time we as a group did not play Spieth was the RBC 2 years ago. We had to live him. Do you remember that?
I think, yes. Yes.
Yeah, we had to live him at like, what was it? Because, but he didn't even play that well in the first round. He was like 3 under, but he was like 12-1, and we all like were like, okay, well now we have to be on him, and then he won. So maybe the key is that we're the curse, and then once we start laying off Spieth, he'll win again.
I think it's just a lack of good quality golf being played.
Yeah. I think the disease is taking over, and I'm looking for alternative reasons as to why. We're not winning.
Superstitious reasons.
Yeah, I will. I am. Well, all of my followers are also superstitious. I mean, the person tracking gets their head called for when he's playing poorly.
Speaking of, who's on, are you on deck for tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning is my yeah, I have a class at 7:30.
Oh,
So
that works
Mantha,
out
but
perfect for you.
it's not a bad, it's not that bad. I doubt I'll have to stop tracking, but maybe just for a few minutes. But yeah, tomorrow is my day. Tomorrow is on me. Friday, probably also me. I have a tournament Saturday. So I need to get some practice in, but since it's a West Coast, like I mean he tees off at what, like 10 o'clock on my time on, so
Friday, yeah.
I still should be able to get to the range after
You're assuming he
Sat.
makes the cut.
Yeah, so if he does make the cut, and barring no weather delays,
Well, he'll be.
it probably will be Ryan on Saturday, because Ryan does have the edge on Nick currently, in both average and strokes gained. So at such a big event like the Players, surely we have to go with who's performing
Bring
best
out the
in the
big
current
guns.
time. Yeah. And then Sunday, I don't know. I haven't really looked that far ahead in the schedule yet. So I have a tee time on Sunday, but that will be canceled if Mr. Spieth is within any shots of the lead.
Well, you might as well cancel it now because he will be there, so.
Honestly, maybe. Maybe.
I wouldn't cancel it now,
Dan is
but
coming out with some bold takes.
I think you will be canceling it, so.
Well, that's good to hear. It's
Yeah.
good to hear.
I just don't know if he's, honestly, I just don't know if he has enough not bad in the tank, if that makes any sense. Like
Yeah,
he's
and
got
that's
a
exactly where I'm.
fluky avoidance.
but I think he's got enough good in the tank to be in it through a good chunk of this tournament. I mean, it's the one they all want most, you know?
Fair.
It's the one they
Fair
all want
enough.
most. Xander would
Yeah,
agree.
and the Sober Fisherman did bring up a good, I don't even know who the Sober
I love
Fisherman is.
these
It's that
names, by
it's
the way.
definitely someone on Twitter that I know. I just like can't tell based on the Sober Fisherman name, but
An atomic name.
may
Guess who's first
maybe
in bogey avoidance, by the way? Won't
what?
surprise you at all. Guess who's first in bogey avoidance? It's
Won't
Spieth.
surprise you at all.
No.
Who?
Scotty. Yeah, that makes
Makes
sense. I
sense.
think
That's why he wins tournaments.
Spieth was like top three until last week.
Yeah, that's the thing though with Scotty though. I mean, when like his striking is so good that a bad shot for him with
He
like
went down
a
10,
five
though.
iron is like 40 feet.
He
Yeah.
was third. He went down to 10, to 13th. He went down 10 spots last
Oh,
week.
it's Mr. Farmer. It's Mr. Farmer. The Silver Fisherman is Mr. Farmer, which is great to hear. But yeah, we'll
Phenomenal.
be. I do kind of want to get. I want to get stocks in for a round. We got to get Farmer back in. We got to switch it up. Maybe if the week isn't going well on Sunday, we get a fourth string in there, and I mean, Stocks hasn't tracked in a while. Stocks used to get the followers going. When
I mean, I
he
tracked three
also caused
holes and he
some
won.
controversy though as
He
well.
definitely did. He definitely did. Stocks was not family friendly at all, but neither was Ryan, and Ryan changed. So, yeah, we'll see. But yes, Farmer, you will get your chance at glory again. I will promise you that.
I'd like to do another one too, but it has to be during a work, like during a Thursday or
Absolutely.
Friday around. That's
For
the thing.
sure. Oh yeah, it's been a while since you have, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get you back on for sure. But yeah, I don't know how much the tracking this week is going to change the game, but if Spieth does play well, I'll take all the credit. So I guess it's a one-way street. If he plays well,
Yeah.
I'll take the credit. If he doesn't, it's the course history. So there you go.
Right. Seems fair. Expected.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
Very.
But do you have the rest of your picks, Bob?
Yes, I do.
Scheffler.
I'm going with two from the card, Shoffley and Burns. I'm pretty confident in Burns like top 10ing this week.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I
he.
foresee him, he could easily make a quad on the
Yeah,
one
I
round
could
between
see him being
players.
10 over through 25 holes for sure, but
That's kind of
yeah.
his
What's
shtick.
the matchup we have on him, Elise? Burns over who?
Fleetwood.
Oh, I
Ooh.
like that a lot. That needs to be a multi-unit play for sure. Yeah.
Is Tommy Ladd not playing well?
Well, Tommy
It was a
Ladd.
dreadful week for
I
him
know he
last
blew
week.
up,
No,
but
he's not been playing well.
Tommy Ladd has not been
no,
playing
the
well.
not
Half
at
and
all.
half event, but
Guess Xander's third in bogey avoidance, by the way. So he's
Zander.
Scotty, Noren, Xander, Ben
Interesting.
Silverman, Andrew Putnam.
And you said Spieth's 13th.
Yes.
Another reason for triumph.
Really, 13th, huh?
Mean, he came, he's was surprisingly high on some people's, like people I trust on Twitter's models. Spencer, Tee Off Sports, love Spencer. He was third in Spencer's model, so
Well, let me just say,
he's first
I
in. That's another reason,
believe,
man.
I believe I've woken up before 5:30 for a round like 4 times, and the track record is fantastic. So I will put that out there.
But that's for all opens, though, right?
Well, Scottish Open was one of them.
Okay.
Well, actually, he was 4 under on the front nine and then pooped his pants, but yeah, but well, hey, the stats are the stats. I'm just trying to push the agenda in our direction. That's how we do it here. So I'm just pulling up stats that are convenient for
That's how the stats
the
have spoken.
cause.
You can manipulate stats any way you want.
Exactly. And that's how we love to do it here. That's how we love to do it here. We love to manipulate the stats. But yeah. Do we have anything else? No. I need to figure out where I'm going for dinner. I still have no clue. I'm like very hungry, and but I want to get to bed early also, so I can't like fill myself and then feel like crap. But
I guess I could drop my final triple
please
double
do.
play.
Please do.
Playing Mr. Thigala. This
Okay.
is the
I like
bold
that.
play because he could
That is
very
bold.
easily cash
That is
$0.
bold. Yeah,
But
and I thought about him this week just because I
he played
think I've
pretty well
already
at
played him
API.
once. Yeah, I think I've already played him once, and I really don't see myself playing him again this year. So I thought about him. But then I was like, well, Scotty's gonna probably win by 7, so
Yeah.
Just play, I mean, play Thigala anywhere you are, like, feel strong, or anywhere Spieth has good course history.
What are
Yeah.
Scotty's odds this week, Elise?
Oh, 5 to 1, I think.
If they were like 7.5, I probably was going to take. 5 is too low, though.
Yeah,
Well,
did you think
is
about a
it
silver bullet?
too low?
Is it? Well,
I don't know. I mean, I
Eight,
feel like,
you know what is too low was the 8.5 that we got on him
yeah, to win the Masters,
for
that was very
the
good. Yeah.
Masters. That was, and then it immediately went to 6 to 1.
Yeah. The only thing about 5 to 1 that I find it hard to believe is that
Yeah,
I
5
just
to
feel like
3.
if they play this tournament 5 times, he wins at least once. I feel like there's a better chance he wins 2 than once.
550 to 1.
Yeah, I
Or
feel like,
5.5 to 1, sorry.
that might not even be that bad, but I don't know. I mean, how could we justify, with the card that you already have? Just because I feel like this course is definitely a course that it makes sense to play players like Taylor, Burns. So I just
Heath moved to 40 to 1.
Hammer.
Value Town.
Well,
Value Town. If you
Packers
want
are
to get
75
rich
to 1.
quick
That's
scheme,
crazy. But, well, I guess
get
it's not that
rich
crazy.
quick scheme.
Playing like crap, but that's still.
If you find $20 lying around your couch, you know where to put it. Could
Yeah.
turn that into 800 very quickly.
But don't at me though if he doesn't win.
Oh yeah. We're not financially responsible for the money that I'm sure most listeners are putting on Spieth.
Wait, it'll drop to 35 in a second because they'll get too much money on it.
You want to know what I'd love to know? I'd love to know the number on between us and all of our followers. What is the total amount of net on bets that involve Spieth?
Billions.
I feel like it's got to be just a colossal amount. Yeah, I
Probably
just
a good chunk of change.
yeah. I mean, because they never make him bettable for top like 15 at the Masters. He's always like basically even money to top 10. So he's never really even bettable in that, right? So yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad.
Yeah. Well, we should wrap it up.
You should. It's been
This has been fun.
oh, it's been fantastic. Some good substance this week. Yes, we do have a disease, Nacho Man. Very much agreed. Followers showed out today. We had a consistent viewing, a good amount of views. So we appreciate you guys sticking around. Usually, we like to keep these under an hour, but this was a pretty long one and you guys stuck around, so we appreciate that. Our number actually is like peaking right now. So unlike Spieth in the middle of a round, we were able to get it to the clubhouse. So
No
looking
loss.
looking to I'm just looking for a 34 on the front nine tomorrow. That's not much to ask. Literally make a birdie. He's gonna par nine. I know that. Just make a birdie and birdie two and move on. That's what I'm asking. I don't think that's too much to ask. I know Jordan asked that as well. I
Believe
don't
he's
want a
leaving.
38 as the
I think
clock
he's starting on the
strikes
back,
seven.
though.
Yeah. Oh, is he? I think
Yeah,
that's
so.
even more reasonable, probably. I think the par fives are more gettable, and if you play smart,
Yeah.
I
He
think the
could
back nine
easily.
is probably more gettable if you're playing smart.
Yeah. He could
Yeah,
go
I
out
can go
in
back to
31 or
32.
he could go out in 38. There's
Yeah,
not.
I guess there's a bigger dispersion there.
All of those things are very much possible. So we'll
Well,
see.
it's speed, so really anything's
But
possible.
we're gonna be up for it because, well, what else would you do with your life, you
Well,
know?
I mean, it's the disease, but we live with it. We've learned to live with it. So yeah, I think that's all we have for you today. As always, thank you to Elise. You can follow her in the description below as long as well as our socials are in there as well. We'll be back for a preview. We're trying to make these 2 episode a week things more regular as we're going back to back weeks as we get back into the swing of the heart of the season. So thank you. We'll be back with 2 episodes next week as we head to Copperhead. So excited for that.
It'll be a
A
live
week that,
Sunday recap, actually.
well, yeah, we that's
Once he
true.
wins.
After the tee times canceled and everything, yeah, it'll be a good Sunday. So thank you all for tuning in, sticking around, and we will see you next week. Peace.
Take care.
Peace.